we built Spike so that you can watch a video, do a couple tutorials, go out and try it out, hone your craft a little bit, but following best practices, less than an hour, your estimators are out there collecting these estimates in ways that were just never possible before Spike came around.
This is The Art of Construction with your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keith. Devin has built a multi-seven-figure business in the construction industry, selling windows, doors, and hardware over the past 13 years. Devin's passion for helping those around him led him to create the Art of Construction informational platform, a part of which is a fireside chat podcast with industry professionals all focused on how they apply art in their business and construction projects. Grown to an audience of over 100,000, Devin shares his strategies for what he has accomplished and creates insightful conversations with industry leaders. This is The Art of Construction, featuring your host, Devin Tilley, and co-host, Kevin Keith.
All right, Kevin, I love when we get to talk technology and new tools to add to your tool belt. Today we got James Pardue, who is the Senior Vice President with Spike Business Unit under the Ike GPS company. I'm super excited after going to their website and seeing what this technology has to offer to really ask some questions and really start at the 30,000 foot view and start to pare down. Man, there's so many technologies out there. What's the right one to add to your tool belt?
The thing that's also exciting is the fact that not only is it going to help you be more efficient, but it's really going to help generate more activity, more accurate activity, and increase the bottom line. So real exciting to be able to implement something that you use every day, which is your cell phone. He'll talk a little bit about that. So really excited to hear how we can, you know, share this idea with our listening audience to help grow their business.
Let's dive in and get to know a little bit more about James and their Spike tool and what it's all about.
Here we go.
What's your favorite beverage?
Oh, there's so many favorite beverages when you're Irish, I have to say. But, you know, for me personally, especially, you know, this time of year, you know, I like a good hard apple cider. I'll go with that for this for this time of the year.
Awesome.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Oh, the favorite place I've traveled. You know, I've been so lucky in my career to be able to travel all over the world. But, you know, what I'm going to do is actually just touch on a recent trip that I did to Siesta Key, Florida. Great little family beach, one of the best beaches in the United States. It was such a great time because, you know, we so rarely get the time to spend quality time with family. I was able to get the whole family down there for a week, had fun with the kids. Nobody got sick. Nobody bled. So it was all a good time.
Awesome. What's really important, right?
Absolutely.
Tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena.
Outside the construction arena. So, you know, my family is really big into skiing and snowboarding. So that's a big thing for us, especially here in Colorado. So we're really blessed to be able to have that type of playground in our backyard. So we take advantage of that every single season. And so, you know, my kids range from 14 to 7, and they're all black diamond skiers. And
wow.
They just think of...
You're trying to keep up with them.
And they also try to think of all ways to kill dad, you know, because the 7-year-olds can fit through trees, dad can't. So.
I can totally relate. My nephews have been, you know, through ski school, teaching them, and now it's like, uh-oh, who's teaching who? Yeah. It's a gut check, right?
And I think they figured out that dad's not very smart, so if you dare dad twice, dad's going to do it.
Well, give us one story of the kids daring dad on a run last year, because we're going into the season now.
Yeah, sure. The one that I like to tell and reinforces the fact of why you should always wear a helmet, you know, so tree skiing, so all my kids really like to ski, I really like to board.
Nice.
And they're a little bit smaller than I am, and so they can fit into small places, and they get heading down these little runs, and if you're not paying attention, the next thing you know, you got a nice pine tree kiss, or as I like to call a branch, hits you upside the head.
Pine tree kiss.
that reminds you, always wear a helmet.
So we got to know a little bit about James Pardue. And tell us about your company, Ike GPS. I'm so excited as a technology geek in the construction arena. We got some cool stuff to talk about today. So if you haven't heard of Spike and Ike GPS, the floor is yours.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me. It's always exciting to be able to share our technology, especially to be able to share our technology as it relates to different fields, and construction is certainly one of them. So just a quick background on Ike GPS. We've been around for about 10 years, and we have been building products really related to things around photo measurement. And I'll talk more about that as we go through the conversation here today. But the whole concept being is that how do I measure something, or how do I GPS locate something if I can't get easy access to it? And the company originally started, as I said, about 10 years ago with a gentleman by the name of Leon Torenberg, who was out in Africa, who was out doing inventory of utility poles, communication poles, where things were attached to them as a part of his work. He was carrying around 7 or 8 different pieces of equipment. You guys construction can certainly relate to that, right? And so as he was going through this with a laser rangefinder and a camera and a GPS and a tape measure and all these other things, he sits there and he says, you know, there's got to be a better way to do it. Now, the difference between Leon and I is I would have gone back to the hotel going, man, I really hope somebody figures this out, does something about it. This is ridiculous. Leon, who is now our CTO, goes back to his garage and actually builds a device that is an all-in-one laser rangefinder, compass, inclinometer, camera system, all these things put together so that he could take photos of these communication towers and be able to accurately measure what is attached to them. And that was a first-in-its-class thing that was ever built. And that was our Ike product, which then led into the product that I'm here to talk about today, which is a spike. And what a spike is that spike is a, holding this up, so I'll explain it to everybody, is a laser rangefinder that attaches to your smartphone, it clips to the back of your smartphone, works with an app that we have that allows you to essentially be able to do the same thing, except for being, rather than being a $10,000 device, which the Ike was, this is a $500 device. And the whole
I like that price a little better.
Yeah,
it is. Well, that's the whole part about accessibility, right? There's a different piece of accessibility when we talk about something that costs $10,000 we're doing and something that costs $500. But that was the whole premise. How do we take what the Ike GPS Corporation built with Leon as a part of this Ike unit to be able to do what's loaded up on poles and measure distances on poles, things on poles and so on, but be able to expand that out into anybody? So whether you are a painter, a drywaller, or somebody in the Department of Transportation that's doing signage inventory, you want to measure those signs that are above the freeways, or you're in Special Operations Command and you're trying to be able to measure the height of a wall so you know how much ladder I need to get over or how much rope that you need to get down from the roof down to the third story, you can do that, and Spike enables all those things. And that's what makes it such a great tool and a versatile tool, but really such a beneficial tool. And, you know, that's a key thing for us. What benefits are we really bringing to an industry? What are we really solving, you know, for an industry? And for construction and designers and architects, for us, you know, that's all about how do I take measurements more efficiently? How do I create more trust in my measurements? How do I get through more quotes in a day? Because sometimes, you know, that's an important thing. You know, the economics of going out and doing sales quotes and doing those types of things. And you know, and so on. But we'll get into more details about that. But that essentially is Ike and the history of the products and the product development that we've done from Ike all the way down to Spike.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So to start this journey, as we've been researching at the Art of Construction, their website has done very well showing videos and kind of to paint the picture on how it could help with your business. But when we went into the testimonials, I want to read a paragraph from the Spike Stories, architecture firm speeds up renovations with Spike. This is a New Jersey-based Eric Gidamer, an architect. I apologize if I said that right. But the paragraph I'm going to read is about 3/4 of the way down there. And it says, as a bonus, Eric finds that Spike also makes for a better work environment. You walk around the house, take your pictures, and you're done, Eric says. You don't have to crawl around, get dirty while you're trying to measure. And if it's cold outside, you can quickly get the measurements you need and get back inside. And that is such a general paragraph. But Kevin, in our day-to-day window world, do you think we ever have a logistics person go out and not get all of the perfect measurements the first time?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it is simple in terms of the comment, but it's so important and realistic in terms of how you have to approach everything. So it's a real benefit, no doubt about it.
So there's kind of the tee up to say us in the construction world to say, you know, technology lives in the middle, and we all know we need to understand and utilize technology. But on one side, it's, you know, crusty contractor we talked about. I've always done it this way. You mean, I still use my flip phone. Does this work on my flip phone? It's like, well, no, you got to get to a smartphone, which you're crazy if you don't have a smartphone. Then you got to get the spike that attaches to that. That's one side of the fence. Then the other side of the fence is too corporate, meaning it's all about price. And you actually, yeah, though it went from $10,000 to $500, that's still a substantial cost. And you need to have each person that is out doing this has to have this device, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, you need
to, what I'm getting at is technology in the middle. So the word we like to use on the art of construction is integration. And so how do we all work as integrators to take technology and maximize what we're doing today and set up a future for tomorrow? So that's where I really want to start with this thing, to talk through, as we've had several different technologies on the art of construction, as we learn how you put those together, from going from a standard Adobe PDF to a Bluebeam to learning on AutoCAD and all the different Matterports and 3D images and all these tools that are out there, but still going back and understanding what the business uses for their CRM, whether it's Method or Salesforce or all these other tools. How do you take this and integrate it into the day-to-day to make our businesses scale and be successful? How would you talk about any tool Spike works with integration?
Well, I think you set me up for about an hour and a half answer here. But in a number of ways, we do that. And I think now is probably a good time to really sort of describe more about the concept of Spike and what we do as far as a photo measure. And the photo measure, what that is that essentially what we do is we allow people to be able to measure a feature simply by taking a photo, right? As you described in the case study, in that I take a photo of the front of a building, and then once I take that photo of the front of the building, it's completely a contactless measurement solution. I don't need to go up and measure like a window or a door to be able to give it scale. I get that scale from the photo, and I get that from the method that we do as far as doing alignments of the photos within the app itself. So I just walk around the building, I take photos of all four sides, and then I'm just measuring right on the photo with my finger or whatever it is that I want to use. And that's really one of the most powerful things that we do is that we allow you to be able to do that. But the most beneficial thing that we do is that all those measurements that you take, so imagine the doors and the windows, and we're drawing these boxes around that, and we're getting those measurements on that are accurate within plus or minus of about 1% of the real-world measurement, that those measurements are then embossed on that photo. And you've created a photo verifiable record. So now what you have is that you have a reference. So if your estimator is disconnected from you as a businessman, you have really good verification of what that person saw and how those measurements were to that, but also as a consumer. So say, for example, you're doing siding. Now, this is the part where I admit to you, I have no idea how much siding I have on the side of my house. But yeah. I don't know many people who do, but you know, imagine that scenario of so many times of where somebody – you go out and you do the typical, I get three or four quotes. They're wildly different, but you don't know why. And a lot of that has to do with those measurements, right? And so you're giving confidence to your consumer that you know exactly with some level of precision about what those materials are and that you're quoting appropriately to those materials. And then from that, the fact that you're using something that you already have in your pocket, which is a smartphone, because so many people have smartphones these days, it's pretty ubiquitous. I mean, it is a mobile office. So really, the concept around Spike and what we do with Spike is about putting that mobile office to work in a new way. Because that laser rangefinder attached to it allows us to be able to take those photos, create scale to those photos, do measurements. And now because that we can do that, it will absolutely change the way that you think that your mobile device should work. A lot of the ways that I equate it is sort of that transition that the smartphone will be to the construction and remodeling industry over a period of time to what I think air tools were originally to construction about.
Great
how big
analogy.
Of a change that
yeah.
was. Yeah. As far as the efficiencies of being able to drive more nails, right?
Now the batteries, not even airless, and a lot of the batteries are taken over to
exactly.
nail guns. It's mm-hmm. just the evolution, and that's a great analogy that we can all understand in the construction world.
Yeah, you know, just taking technology and just making it applicable to what somebody does every day. And so, you know, that's where, you know, I think Spike fits overall, you know, as far as that data collection piece. So then you got that data collection piece, and then you've got that, well, how do I manage how somebody's going to go and do this? And then you have the other piece, which is that where does the data go and how is that managed? So that's where we go from. It's, you know, so it's one thing to be able to collect data in the field. Then it's about, you know, how do I plan what somebody's going to collect in the field, right, through forms and other things like that. And then there's what happens to the data afterwards. How does that data get stored? How is that data really utilized? How is that data presented? And so we address that in two ways. One way is right out of the box, you know, Spike We allow you to be able to export your files into JPEGs, PDFs, KMZs for visualization on maps like Google Earth and other things like that, or XML, which makes more sense for more of our integrators. Take our Spike solution and build custom apps, which I'll get to in a minute. Then the other piece is that we partner with people that are experts in that. They're experts in, I know how to do forms. I know what my guys need to go out and collect out in the field. Or I know how I want this data to be presented, or I know how I want this data to be saved so that I can readily access. So when that homeowner comes back and wakes up after 6 months, after I've gone out there and done the quote, comes back and says, yo, you know, I'm ready to go now, right? It's there, and then it's ready. And those are our partners. And so we publish a series of APIs and SDKs that we allow people to be able to take Spike, customize it in some way, so they can do what it is that they need to do for a specific industry. And a great example of that here for Spike in the builders community, the construction community, is GoFigure. And GoFigure has created a customized solution that they will go out, that they'll create so that you as a contractor, you've got set labor fees and you've got set materials fees, right? So that you can go out and do your measurements, save that into the GoFigure app, series of drop-down menus saying, okay, you know, we're doing Anderson windows today, and this is the size, and this is the color, and it drops down, and it creates a quote right there on the spot. That was a highly technical sound effect I used there. I'm gonna take that out. You know, but once again, the whole premise of it was that this is a guy who has his own construction company out in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Right? I don't try not to hold it against him that he's a Patriots fan, but that's his cross to bear. But you know, just a great guy who for 30 years has been out there swinging a hammer and knows exactly what he wants to do with an app and knows exactly what somebody needs to do when they're out there in the field. You know, to instead of doing 3 quotes a day, how do I get them to 7, 8, or even 10 quotes a day? Because if I know that I'm going to win, you know, win half of them, if I can double up, I'm doubling up my money. So why wouldn't I do that? To creating confidence in estimates, but also creating confidence within the business of that estimator. Because for him and a lot of those contractors, that estimator sometimes is disconnected, from that follow-up sales call, or for somebody else that has to maybe do that quote. And what's really excited about what we're doing these days with GoFigure is that we're getting ready to launch a version of GoFigure through CertainTeed called SnapQuote. And so, you know, this is a large building manufacturer who sits there and says, you know what, I need to be able to have my estimators to be able to give an accurate quote on the spot. It doesn't necessarily have to be to a precision of, you know, for the installer and all these other things. That installer will take care of those things when they get there, but it's a quote, and it's a quote that I can have a high level of success with. And so we're really looking forward to that rollout. We think it's going to be wildly successful.
Hey, Tribe, we have exciting news for you. The Art of Construction is growing. The Art of Construction family is adding a new segment, so every week you're going to get a podcast from the Art of Construction family of brands. And I'm here to introduce to you my new co-host for our new podcast, Audrey Grubesic. Audrey, what is our new podcast and what it's all about?
It's very exciting. This is something new to the industry. We are excited to announce that we are going to be doing a podcast called System Build Lifestyles. It's all about your lifestyle, about offsite construction, and different ways to understand construction in general. It's going to be a great show. Don't forget to listen.
Well, one of the things that comes up in my mind when you're talking about that is all of a sudden, based on what you just described, the cost of the Spike becomes kind of non-important in the sense that the cost savings that you're going to get from being able to rely on these quotes, do more quotes, be more accurate, all of a sudden that's just, it's paid for in spades.
Yeah, the value. The value pays for itself if you are actually to integrate it properly into your systems. So you said a laser. I loved your analogy of going, how air tools changed the construction industry. Also, the laser, like real estate, instead of a tape measure, you're saying this is a laser device. So is it shooting a laser to a point and coming back to help get points on the picture? Or tell us about how, or are you still pulling out the tape measure or another device to build the sizing of the structure?
So for Spike, it's completely contactless. So what happens sometimes is we have people come back and say, well, I can already do this. And the answer is, no, you can't. You can do something that's similar. So you can take a regular, there's apps out there on the App Store today or on Google Play where you can take a photo, and then you have to physically measure like a window or a door or the dimensions of, you know, one side of the house or that type of thing. You know, and where's the efficiencies in that? My answer is none. I don't see any efficiencies in that. It's nice for display purposes. But the whole idea is that not only are we here to deliver good display, good content, but we're here to speed things up on the job site and do it reliably and accurately over and over and over again. And so what the laser does, it's a single point laser, and it's not a laser that you can see. But it is a laser, so you have the reticle that's on screen, so you point the phone and the laser at the, say, the side of the house, and you see, so there's a little reticle that shows you where it is on the side of the house, and then you just take that photo. And that laser gives us distance to target, which is that first part that we use. I'm going to use a technical term here. It called, in photogrammetry, you know, that's called rectification. Because essentially what we're doing is that we're taking something that exists in a 3D world and we're going to change it into a 2D format. And so same thing around maps and map projections and distortions and all those things that you kind of get into. But we try to keep this simple, right? So it's really just about creating scale. And the first part of that scale is to be able to rectify that image. And so the process that we use that's unique to us is that laser. That laser that gives us distance to target so you don't have to touch anything. And then the next thing that you do is that you look for a natural occurring rectangle. Now, what's great is that we as human beings love rectangles. We love squares. We build things with no shapes all the time, right? And so that is what's called an alignment rectangle. It's a second stage that we do where you find the largest natural occurring rectangle. So if we're dealing with the side of a house, usually that's as large.
And this is done after. You literally after just go out and take the picture and it documents all this stuff into your smartphone and then you can go to the cloud, right? So that's kind of the next step. Okay.
Yep. And then once you've done that, then what that does is that shifts the values of the pixels to adjust for the scale of the distortion in the image. And then once you've done that, then you can just draw right on screen. And so that you just take your finger, drag and drop across a window, across a door. You know, we can do more complicated shapes and other things like that within the app. But the idea is just to make everything so simple and easy that anybody with 30 minutes of time can learn how to use it.
Awesome.
And because that's the other piece in a business, right, is that, you know, hey, I don't want to spend a lot of time training my guys on new stuff, or ladies. And so we built Spike so that you can watch a video, do a couple tutorials, go out and try it out, hone your craft a little bit, but following best practices, less than an hour, your estimators are out there collecting these estimates in ways that were just never possible before Spike came around.
One of the key things on the website it talks about is the ability to register different angles and things. So, you know, like on roof pitches and things like that, one of the areas where you can easily make a mistake is if you're not calculating that, but this helps you with that, correct?
It does help you with that, right? So that alignment rectangle means that you don't have to be standing right in front of the building. You'd be up to 60 degrees off on angle. So if you imagine being perpendicular, staring straight at the building, I could be up to 60 degrees to the right or to the left and have the solution still work. More than that, the angles become too extreme for what it is that we're trying to do, and so then the measurements become inaccurate. So doing things such as measuring roof pitch from the ground is actually too difficult for us to do. It's too much of an angle. You have to improve your perspective. So we do have roofers that use it, and they'll do it when they're on top of a building. But for the most part, where we find that Spike is delivering a lot of benefit is not necessarily with roofers, really, but windows, doors, siding,
elevation,
gutters. Exactly.
Yep. So the elevation, you get, and they do a great job on their website with videos to talk about how you can reposition it and really make sense when I was watching those short 2-minute videos to understand how it works. And like you talked about the apps on how it can integrate into a quote that you're turning around in a fast process.
I've got a question. On some of the high-end homes that we get involved in, there's a lot of detailing with elevation for a lot of reasons. First of all, we're at high altitude to begin with, but you know, a lot of the baselines from the engineering side of things come from, you know, finished floors at an elevation of X, and then you're going up from there. Does this have the ability, once you do some of these, to double check the process? Does it give you the ability to translate some of that into elevation so it's all talking in the same language? So like, as an example, on a finished floor, they might have so many components in there that fine tuning of where a component goes is relating to the elevation above finished floor. And they're calculating that on the wall surfaces they're doing the construction. So if you're using this product in the field for field verification purposes, let's say, and you're taking the picture and it's giving you the measurements and the calculations, is there a way that it would also spit it out back into elevation language? So if you say, okay, at the bottom of this picture, it's starting at elevation, you know, 8,102 feet and however many degrees, does it then calculate at each point going up there as you're measuring in the photo?
So there's a couple ways to answer that. So when looking at the first thing is that if something, the best accuracy that we can do is roughly around plus or minus 1%
gotcha.
Of the real world measurement, right? So breaking that down into what that means, right? So if something measures 100 feet in the real world, we measure that at 99 or 101 feet. That's a good measurement for us. See, we're more about ease and convenience rather than the precision.
Perfection, yeah.
Yeah, so the way that I like to describe it is that we're what you use to be able to estimate how much siding you're going to put on the side of the house, but it's not the tool you're going to use to cut that siding.
Gotcha.
And so the first thing to look at is that is plus or minus 1% good enough? The second thing is that the outputs that we do is always rounded off to the inch. So this is one of the reasons why, by the way, you know, we get that plus or minus 1% in there, because in the app we roll it up to the closest inch, or in metrics, the, you know, the closest centimeter. So some of those components could be lost.
Gotcha.
You know, in that. And then the final thing that I'll address is that, you know, we offer two types of measurements. One, which is measuring on a 2D plane, right, which is like such as like the side of a house or on the ground. And then the third type of measurement that we do is called point-to-point measurement. So that's measuring something in 3D space. So if you want to measure, say, the distance between the tree in front of the house to the building, that's called point-to-point for us. That's where you point the laser at the tree, you take your photo, pivot and turn, take the photo, point of the house that you want to measure to, that gives you the distance between those two points. That being said, with photo measure, which is one of the most powerful things that we do, one of the drawbacks to the system is that it requires a 2D plane. So for example, if you have multiple elevations of things sticking out like an extended porch and all these other things, next thing you know, you're taking five or six different photos of each thing. So that can be a bit of a drawback. But once again, you know, we never claim that Spike can do everything on the job site, right?
Sure.
And it's just one of the things that we really try to get across is just it's a tool in your toolbox. It's a very powerful tool. And so we have a lot of people that use things such as a Leica Disto, which I'm sure a lot of folks have in their toolboxes with this, right? Because there are going to be times where you need more precision. Use that Leica Disto. It's a great tool. But the Spike will speed up things quite a bit. It'll handle, if you have 20 things to measure, it can probably handle 16 of them. But then, you know, use the Disto to be able to cap off just a couple of extra things. And so I'm a big fan of people that use multiple tools on the job and bundling things. Then that's really what you want to do. But plus, you know, if you're really getting the full benefit of a tool, you're using it for what it's intended to. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I know my father told this. Well, maybe he told it to you too. I don't know. He told it to me, maybe he told it to you too. You know, is that, you know, use the right tool for the right job. So it takes you a couple lessons to learn, you know, that Phillips head screwdriver is not an ice pick.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun to use it for that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite for that. But, it, you know, it's the same thing with a Spike. Use it for the right things, and then you're getting the full benefit of the device, but you're also getting the full economics of it. And that's actually something that I wanted to go back and cover, too, because, you know, we're talking about, you know, do you get more quotes out and doing all those things, and a $500 device and how quickly this makes sense on an ROI standpoint. No matter what business you're in, it's always about the economics. And that's the thing to really look at is that if you're using this for estimates, especially on jobs, you're not even sure that you're going to win in the first place. Creating a faster estimate, an estimate that puts you in a better position to win, is always great. But the first time that you don't have to take four or five people out to a job crawling all over a house or leave the bucket truck or other heavy equipment, this thing begins to pay for itself really quickly. And so typically what we say is that a typical ROI is 2 to 5 jobs. And there's not a lot of tools that can say that, that pays, gives a $500 benefit somewhere between its second and five.
Yeah, and it's not like we're sitting around saying we have all these extra people to get stuff done. So we have to work smarter, not harder. And, you know, a lot of the up and coming next generation is really savvy when it comes to their smartphone and technology and digital. Think about this. I challenge you contractors and architects to get one of these and get an intern or your new person to put this on them to say, hey, try this and see how you could integrate it into our business. I think you'd be amazed to see how much value that new person and a tool like this can bring to your business. Would you say that's safe to say on companies that are utilizing your technology?
Yeah, I'd say it's safe to say. And, you know, and anytime that you're ever trying to use something that's new, you know, there's always that concern of like, oh, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my money. Well, you know, we make that really easy because we understand that we're doing something new. And so sometimes people need to try it. And so we offer up a full 30-day money-back guarantee. You buy it, you try it, it doesn't work for you, we'll take it back. No questions asked. And so I'll warn everybody is that less than 1% of these devices ever come back. So it does really well.
So I want to make sure we all understand the kind of how you go to market. If, do you have a company that kind of offers training, or is it all sold through the website? How do you kind of go to market, and how do you have kind of follow up after the sale?
So go to market for us varies just a little bit depending upon, you know, really sort of line of business, what markets that we're going after. Because so today we really look at commercial signage is one of our lines of business. It's been one of our most successful ones. So, you know, the people building commercial signs on buildings, everything from your McDonald's all the way to, you know, fast signs or whatever. And we actually work with a lot of signage manufacturers, but signage franchises like Fast Signs that make that there's such a believer in the product that you can't run it as their franchise unless you have this tool. So you get that tool as part of your franchise fee. It's that important to them. And so when we work in signage, we have set resellers that we have here all around the U.S. and globally. And then we also do geospatial. So that's actually working where state and local governments. So believe it or not, drywallers and painters that use a spike, it's actually also that same device is used in special operations commands around the world. To facilities maintenance, to transportation agencies, we're working with CDOT now on a project to do signage inventory for all their signs. Across the state of Colorado, to architectural engineering and construction, which is what we're doing here. So that was a really long answer to say you can buy from distributors, you can buy directly from our website, but you can also buy sometimes through our app partners. So for example, like GoFigure, you buy the GoFigure solution, you know, it comes with a spike as a part of it. But a lot of people buy through distributors and from our website as well, which is www.ikegps.com.
Awesome. So if you're a contractor, architect interested, go to IkeGPS.com. Great videos, great resources to see where it can integrate into the business. And I'm sure you can contact them if you have questions through the website as well, right?
Absolutely. And if you know, at the end of the day, if you have any specific questions that you just want to get on the phone with and just say, hey, James, is this going to work for this? My number is 303-880-4306.
Awesome. Well, definitely putting himself out there. As a learning organization here on the Art of Construction, give one thing to our listening audience that you've learned as you've been building up this great tool in your tool belt. What's the one thing that you'd want contractors and architects to listen and learn to help them grow their business?
Well, you know, I touched on this earlier, but pay attention to the economics. The cost it takes to go somewhere, the cost it takes to build something, what it's going to take to integrate a tool such as this from beginning to end, right? So important, because it's one thing to go out and buy a hammer. It's another thing to go out and buy a piece of electronics or a piece of software, such as forms and estimating and all those other types of things. So I'm going to address this from an IT standpoint, if I can, though.
Sure.
This may be a little bit strange, but is to just look at the economics. Is this something that's going to save me time? Is this something that's going to make me money? And is this something that's going to put me in a position to be more successful? And if something checks off all three of those boxes, it's worth taking a good look at. It may not be perfect, but it's definitely worth taking a good look at. And so that's something that I've used in my career throughout my life to be able to see what deserves my attention. And that's the best piece of advice that I could offer.
That's great.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And look forward to having another chat again sometime soon.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thanks.
That's great. Well, pretty amazing technology and application of that technology. That's the cool thing to me, is that it's really a moneymaker. You know, help you save money, make money, be more efficient, and ultimately have better control over your estimating world.
And I love how they put the KISS stamp on this whole thing about keep it simple, stupid, because man, we have so many different tools that we're trying to manage. And when he says in 30 minutes somebody can utilize this thing and use it, that's powerful stuff when two things we don't have enough of, time and money and the ROI. And I loved his advice. It's like we have to be getting on board with technology, because it just makes everything working smarter, not harder in our industry. And I challenge you to give it a try. I mean, when 30-day money-back guarantee, if it doesn't fit your business, at least you knew you tried, right?
Absolutely. And the reality is it's one of those things that's – they're not trying to be expert at everything. They recognize that they need partners like GoFigure and some of these others. It's like, okay, we know this component. We're going to make it excellent. Let's partner up with these other folks that know the other aspects of how to put the two together, as you described, in terms of integration, and make it work, you know, real well for the end user. That's pretty phenomenal.
integration is key in our world, Tribe, because there's no one tool that's going to do everything. So you have to find for your business what tools can be plugged into that. So if you don't have a really good system for taking pictures that can laser engrave and pull that into your tools, this is something you have to look at. I was in a meeting the other day, and I just want to close with this story, is to say someone told me, I was talking to them about, you know, what's the art of construction? And I talked about how we're the Amazon of construction. And they said, after they listened to the presentation, they're like, no, I really see you guys much more of the Uber of construction. And I was like, They're like, you know, the taxi industry had it coming to them. The old nasty cars never changed. They smelled. They hard to get a hold of them. All those kinds of things that when we talk about crusty contractor, they're like, the art of construction is looking at all the alternatives. And what did Uber do overnight? They changed the taxi industry by taking Google and an app. Changed the world. Think about how this tool, how many tools it changes when you're day-to-day, if you've done it. I've always done it this way.
Well, and you talked about the fact that probably in 3 to 5 jobs, it's going to pay for itself. And the reality is it probably could pay for itself even quicker than that because, you know, if you make a mistake on a bid, you overbid, underbid, either you lose the job or you get the job and realize later that you underbid it. And so this helps provide a real good mechanism of increasing accuracy, efficiency, and at the end of the day, your bottom line. So it really makes sense.
So I challenge you to check it out. Mountain View is going to be doing that. We're working with them. We're going to be with different companies talking at the IBS International Builders Show and alike. Art of Construction is out there truly being an integrator. And if you're a company or someone out there that wants to learn more or talk with us about how we can all work together through the AOC Inc., we're happy to talk to you about that. And James, we commend you for really doing a great job talking about something that's so important when we say a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Absolutely.
Cheers, Tribe.